A time-honored success. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Most of my product goes to high-end restaurants all over the country.
Alan Benton of Benton Country Hams in Madisonville, Tennessee, has been curing country hams and bacon since the mid-1970s, and that's after he took over from his mentor, Albert Hicks, who had been curing hams since 1946. And while it took some perseverance in those early years, Benton's products are now found in many restaurants from New York to California and, of course, Tennessee.
We ship mostly to white tablecloth restaurants. About 80% of my sales leave on that little brown truck, and we're very fortunate. We were concentrating on quality 40-something years ago when a lot of the industry was going to quicker and cheaper, and now that quality has started to emerge along with this farm-to-table movement and buy local movement, I think it's been a godsend for us. Of course, we've certainly benefited from that trend.
Today, Alan Benton says that they cure about 20,000 hams a year and some 60 to 80,000 bacon bellies. And as far as the process, not much of a secret. It hasn't changed that much since he learned how from Mr. Hicks.
The secret in this business is there is no secret, literally. It's a time-honored process. There's no magic potion. Just salt, brown sugar, black and red pepper, and a little bit of thyme.
Alan Benton says they use only pasture-raised pigs with no antibiotics in the feed. And as far as where those pigs come from?
Very, very few. I only have one source here in-state that's a consistent source. I may buy some occasionally, but I'm talking on a consistent basis. Only one source in-state, but I buy them from Virginia, Georgia, Alabama, mostly the Midwest.
A great success story, and you can find out more at Benton's Country Hams 2.com. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.